Hello, good morning from Costa Rica. Today I want to talk about what does it actually take to become limitless? And when I think about limitless in the amount of clients that you have, income that you make, money in your bank account, the identities that you have and you hold. Last month in July, I had a record-breaking sales and cash month, and I didn't even talk about it on the internet. But before we dive in, I just want to get you in your body, tap on your heart. Who are you and why are you here? What is your big vision? Over here in the Amber Hagberg world, we've been talking about what is your vision? What is your soul's desire? What is your compass that's calling you forward? Tap your heart, tap your heart. What do you want to see manifest? What do you want to birth into the world? What is your next level identity? Tap it in, tap it in, tap it in. It's been so long since I've gone live here, and I'm really excited because so much has been happening. I have a cup of tea. Hi, Erin. Say hi in the chat if this is the first time that you're catching me live. And if you're in my world, say hi because I want to see you here. Tea, you're gonna have to get the tea because I'm spilling the tea in this one. So, what does it take to have a record-breaking month or year and actually not even be talking about internet, right? Do you have a belief around those that make money sell money? Because while I am a business coach and I did start leading with money because it works, that's actually not how I started becoming successful. The one thing is the passion and devotion to your business. Hi, Erin. Oh, I can't wait for you to come to Costa Rica. So write this down. If I have passion and if I have devotion, I can make millions of dollars. I will make millions of dollars with passion and devotion alone. We, of course, need sexy strategy. I would not be the strategy queen who has grown and scaled to over $1.5 million using Facebook ads, funnels, and organic marketing without the strategy. However, embodiment is a key piece to this. So the first thing is the mind and learning to master the mind. What is the stories that your mind is telling you around your limitless potential? What does your mind tell you about business? What does your mind tell you about signing clients? What does your mind tell you about making money? You were born into the world already conditioned and given beliefs through your parents' DNA and through the lineage that you are born into. And then the way in which you were raised is also conditioning the way in which you think, and that triggers the body, which we'll get to. It's part two. The thoughts that we have around certain things and the beliefs that we have been coded with will influence the way that we grow and scale our business to the speed in which we grow. When we can learn to master the human being, getting really comfortable and uncomfortable, who here is down to get uncomfortable? Because if you want to grow and scale your business, you better love getting uncomfortable and leaning into the pain. You cannot have expansion without contraction. I would not have my precious baby girl here in this world right now if I wasn't able to go into the discomfort of every single contraction that brought the next expansion. Contraction leads to expansion. And most people give up. That's why only 1% of the world is an entrepreneur. Most people actually give up just before the expansion. They quit just before the expansion. And I know because in my first birth, I wanted to give up. I was like, give me the drugs. I don't want to do this anymore. But in the next birth, I learned to master the human. So when we're in business, we got to learn to master the human. But that's really hard to do when the world, the internet, is marketing to us. So, as someone who used to think in my mind, what do I need to do? What am I missing when I want to grow and scale my business? Those that were marketing to me, specifically to my pain points, I thought they were the solution to my problem. So, I jumped from strategy to strategy, offer to offer, coach to coach, externally, thinking there was something outside of me that was going to fix the problem. But if you have passion and you have devotion and you're able to lean into the thoughts that you're having and the beliefs that you have around said things, growing a business is actually really easy. You need a strategy, you need an offer, you need an audience, you need to nurture, and you need to sell. There's many different ways that we can grow, nurture, and sell to our community, but we want to find a soul-aligned way. But we have to be able to lean into the thoughts that we're having and what are the stories that we're telling ourselves about the things that we need to do in order to co-create what it is that we desire. So we have to lean into the co-creation, because when we're looking at the mind, how do you feel when you get up out of bed in the morning and think, it's time to grow my business, it's time to lead my mission, it's time to expand my ability to reach more people? I wake up every day and I'm so fucking excited to market, to sell, to serve, to give. But it wasn't always that way, especially when I was like, oh, sales, that feels a little bit weird. But then I learned sales was just a way of serving. So the first thing that we have to do in order to have limitless amounts of money, clients, income, all of the things, is learning to master the mind and getting really close and comfortable with the conversations that we're having in our head and the stories that we're telling ourselves about the things that we need to do in our business. And then the second part of this and piece of this is the body. The body is the vehicle. Your vision is the vehicle. It's the destination to. Your body is going to take you to the vision. You are going to co-create it. But if in your body, you are feeling said ways about doing said things because of the mind stories that you're having, your body will block you because maybe it doesn't feel safe to hold more money. Maybe it doesn't feel safe to hold more clients. Maybe it doesn't feel safe to let yourself be fully seen. What are the stories that your mind is telling you that your body is feeling? Because your body cannot override what it feels. Your mind can override what your body feels, and your mind can play tricks on you. I did this for 3.5 years, telling myself I wasn't hungry, exercising, under eating, and my body was in complete starvation. I thought I was winning, right? Super fit. But my body was in hypothalamic amenorrhea pre-menopause. So the mind can lie to the body, but the body does not lie. And so if we want to collapse time for more clients, more income, more impact, it's like leaning into the uncomfortability that we feel in our body around money, around being more seen. One thing that I work with my clients on with a lot is, are you actually the same person when we get in a Zoom room, into a retreat, into a live experience, into a soul cracking open conversation as you are on the internet? Or is there a part of you that's not actually the same? Because if these don't line up, then you can't sign the same amount of clients. But if when people get in the room, they get all parts of you, the authentic version of you, the messy, raw human version of you, how can you bring that online? How can you feel safety in your body now? One of my clients was talking about, I've made over $7 million in my business, and yet I fear money. I fear more is going to come. And she's already made $7 million in her business. It has nothing to do with now. As a child, she lived in a trailer park. It had to do with the past. Whatever you're experiencing now in your business most likely isn't about your business. It's about said experiences that happened in the past, and your mind is telling you stories that your body is still feeling. And if you can go back and experience those experiences now and remind her, him, they are safe, your body will allow you to collapse time by feeling safety. This is something that I did in my birth to go from 40 hours to 4 hours. What did I do? I told myself, if all else fails, we go to the hospital. I created safety in my body by asking my midwife, hey, what are the signs that I need to go to the hospital? Hey, what are the signs that things are not going to be okay? And I knew what those signs were to look for during my birth. But because I had safety built in the evidence that I pulled from other people, from my midwife, from the internet, I created safety in my body. And so the reason that I correlate birthing a child to birthing your vision into the world is it's the exact same thing. It comes from the core center, your solar plexus, right behind your belly button, where your umbilical cord, the first thing that connected you to your mother, that is your creation of divine power, where you birth and you create. And in that, it's contraction and expansion. So what is the vision that you have? How much money do you want to make? How many clients do you want to have? How many retreats do you want to sell out? What is your vision for how much wealth that you want in the bank account? How many children you want to have? The relationship that you want with your children, with your friendships, with your spouse? What is that that you want to feel? Because that's what you're seeking. When you want to become limitless and you're looking for things outside of yourself, you're actually just looking for things that you desire to feel right now. And because we can control what we think, and the things that we think dictate how the body feels, we have the ability to feel whatever it is that we desire to feel right now, here in this moment. So we can feel successful now. We can feel impactful now. We can feel rich. We can feel ease. We can feel many different things. It's just a matter of what you're thinking and how you're triggering the body. So the body is the vehicle that is going to take you there. The mind will want to look for external things outside of you to solve the problems. The mind is supposed to solve the problems. The body is going to look for safety in the moment because that's what it's designed to do. The mind is designed to think. So when we learn how to train the mind to think thoughts that are going to make us feel a certain way, we are literally rewiring the frequency that is felt when we exist. So rather than looking for different things outside of you, like an offer or a strategy or a coach, look for the passion that you have for your vision to be birthed into the world, devoted to bringing that to life no matter what. Who here has a vision so big that they are devoted to bringing it to life no matter what, no matter how long it takes? So then we go into the mind. I don't have to change the strategy, the offer, the vision. I just have to change my relationship to what I'm thinking about the things that I'm doing to bring it to life. Because failure, maybe you find a way that you launch it and it doesn't work. Great, that's evidence. Let's look for a new way. I launched an offer for 8 months and it didn't work until it did. But it wasn't about jumping from new offers. It was like, how am I going to birth this offer into the world? Because I'm devoted to serving these people with this offer because I know the world needs it. That one offer, my Spotlight course, has sold 12,000 plus times and generated over $1 million in revenue just from that one offer. But I didn't jump around. I had learned how I was giving my power away by jumping from offer to offer, idea to idea, coach to coach, all over the place. But when you have your mind set on your body's heart's desire, you don't jump around because you're devoted to the vision. And when you think about the vision of what you want to birth into the world, to serve certain amounts of people, to make certain amounts of money, there's a feeling that you desire freedom. Freedom to go where you want, when you want, with who you want. That's why I seek everything it is that I do. It's for her. It's for my little girl. It's for my son that on the way to school today, it's going to make me cry. He said, "Mommy, I'm so grateful that you're taking me to school today." I'm just like, I'm so grateful that I have the ability to take him to school every day. So when you have a reason that's so big, you stop giving away your power to seek outside of you and you stick to something because you're devoted to bringing it to life because you know the way it's going to make you feel when you do. I have one course that has sold 12,000 times, but I stuck with it for 8 months. Have you stuck to one thing for 8 months? Because that's not the only time I stuck to something that wasn't working. I went from being a yoga self-love coach to a business coach. And for 18 months, nothing happened. I was making almost no money. until I had a $270,000 year, until I had a $566,000 year. 1.5 years, but it was the soul's calling. It was pulling me forward. My body was like, this is the thing. So I had to hold on to the vision. So when you're devoted to mastering the human, getting out of your head and giving your power away to all of the things on the outside of you, you come into your body devoted and passionate about the vision that you have. And when you let your body guide you, your body knows if it's a good strategy that you can do for a long period of time or if it's not the best strategy for you. There's a million strategies out there. I teach the body-led business strategy because if it feels good in your body and you can commit to it over a long period of time, you are inevitably going to be successful. Write that down. If I am devoted with passion to bringing my business to life, and I have a body-led strategy, my success is inevitable. Inevitable. And this is where we connect to the spirit, connecting to the spirit. So last month, I had a record-breaking sales and cash month, never happened in my business before. And I never even talked about money. And I didn't even know it happened until my bookkeeper sent me a message and said, your revenue's up by 47%. Like, whoa, because I was so passionate and devoted to just doing the things. And I wasn't following the money. I was following the passion. I wasn't following the strategy. I was following the vision. And this is where we become limitless. When we connect the mind to the body, when we get into the doing and we're connected to the being, the mind isn't playing the show, the body's leading, and we're just waking up every single fucking day so passionate about what we do that we can't not be successful. So I could right now break down to you this one spotlight offer that sold out all these other offers, the upgrades that I did, the add-ons that I did, the downsells that I did, the email sequences that I have. I have so much strategy behind the scenes that I set up so that I can make money when I go to Maui, so that I can make money and have an impact when I go on a vacation with my sister. I have all these systems and structures in place. But when you kind of just let go of the doing and you connect to going out there and living your life, the vehicle is leading. And the systems that you put into place is what allows you to ride the wave of being human. And you don't attach to the now instant gratification. You don't go out there seeking someone else to solve your problems. You find the body-led business strategy that you can do over a long period of time, devoted to bringing the offer and services that you have to life, no matter how long it takes. Last year, as someone who's been leading retreats for 9 years, someone who has helped 12,000 other retreat leaders create, launch, and sell at retreats, I launched a retreat and for 6 weeks, no one bought. Only one person, my one-on-one client, who bought before I even launched it for 6 weeks. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me an imposter? Does that mean that it's not working? I felt those things. I'm human. They came up. I talked with my coach about them. I experienced them. But I said, am I devoted to the vision? What does this event mean to me? Why am I doing this? What is the vision that I have for this event? And I sold from the vision that I had. Is this landing? If you're here on Instagram, drop this as landing. I didn't sell from a space of it's happening and it's working. I sold from the vision that I don't care if it works now, because this is for the dedication and the devotion of where I'm going, because I have a vision to bring clients from around the world into the spotlight to share their magic and share their medicine, where this is the networking event of the year right before the following year. I devoted to that vision. And so while I felt the human things coming up in a launch, because when you're selling things and you're not getting the dopamine hit of what you desire, the gratification that it's working, your human is going to come up. So I hope you have the practices, which is why I lead with soul flow embodiment, kundalini activation. We work on clearing the blocks of the mind, clearing the blocks of the energy centers from past experiences that are living out in our current reality right now. And that's how you stay committed and devoted. So it's like when you're committed to when this works out rather than if this works out, you are about to be very fucking successful. When you are willing to stay devoted to mastering the human bullshit that you tell yourself while healing the body's trauma from any experience. I have clients that come to me and they have been traumatized around investing. Anyone else here traumatized around investing? You were promised an array of things and you didn't get those things. It sucks. Money wounds. Did you have a tough childhood around money? What's your money stories? We all have fucking money stories. And it's blocking us in our business. But when you have Kundalini and energetics to clear it, when you have a mentor that's actually there to support you and you're not paying thousands of dollars to just do it on your own, you can actually heal and get to where you want to grow. This is the power of integrating mind, body, and spirit, doing it together. It's easy to do this shit alone, but it takes a lot longer. I tried. One of my core wounding is that I can do it alone. Do you experience that? Like, I can do it all and I can do it all by myself. But when you can have someone else see you, like when I went to Maui this last week, I got to see my shadow around letting myself speak. This is the throat chakra because I'm devoted to using my voice, even though as a little girl, I was told I was too much. I was told I was too loud. Now I hold back a little bit in rooms where I feel a little bit smaller. But I'm getting bigger and I'm getting better at owning these parts of my human that want to keep me safe, that want to keep me small. So when you want to have record-breaking months, record-breaking launches, you have to have passion and devotion to showing up and bringing to life even when the contraction is happening. Because the contraction is the lesson that is going to give you insane amounts of content that you can share and lead from. Everything that I do in my business, I find out if it works first, and then I teach it. I embody it first, which means I'm constantly being initiated. One of my one-on-one clients said this to me, everything that I create is for me first. I'm like, yeah, this shit's hard work. Do you feel that? Same with this live event that I had last year. Hard fucking work. But we already have 33 people in the room this year, and the amount of collaborations that happened at the last event this year is going to be 10x that. So if you want to be held to have an entire week of coaching with me in Telegram, I'm going to start to invite you into the wave, year-long experience for riding the waves of being human and an entrepreneur. If you feel complete here, just let me know your biggest takeaway. If you are watching live on Instagram, I will repurpose this on Amplified Impact, the Becoming Limitless podcast. If you are not already listening to this podcast, Amplified Impact by Amber Hagberg on any podcast platform, hundreds of podcasts around what I have done to grow and scale my business from a soul-led way. The wave is for you if you're ready to lead your business from deep level body certainty that is rooted in your vision, why you are here, what you were meant to birth into the world. If you want to create an audience that is so obsessed with you that they literally buy everything you're offering because they watch you change and they want to change with you, the wave was created for you. This is about birthing and bringing your offers and visions to life where you don't just sell. You know how to sell predictably, consistently and predictably through scalable strategies that are somatically in line with how it feels in your body. Soul-aligned sales. This is for collapsing timelines and getting to where you want to grow 3 times faster, where you're not sacrificing your energy and your passion for who you are and why you're here. And you're not addicted to the dopamine now hits because what you're birthing into the world isn't about today or this year. This is your legacy over your lifetime, where you actually become the go-to leader in your industry where no one is doing what you do because you are so devoted to this work. You wake up thinking about it and you go to sleep thinking about it because your passion for serving and changing lives is so big. Can I get a me in the chat? Yeah. You know how big this work is and how devoted you are because you were chosen. You were put into this body. This is your soul's mission. This is your dharma. You can't not birth it into the world. And you're done second guessing if this is going to work, when this is going to work. You're ready to show up in full body fucking knowing, personal power, that it's only a matter of time that you grow to your next level. Faster, quicker, easier than ever before. And I'm here to help you merge the spiritual embodiment intuition with sacred scaling strategies that are predictable so that you know if you go to Maui or if you go on a vacation with your sister, your friend, your spouse, your children, your business is still going to be thriving because that's true freedom. If you're having to show up in your business every single day and that's the only way that you get paid, that doesn't bring freedom. And I want you to know what it actually feels like to bring your vision to life again and again and again with more ease. Fully embodied, strategic as fuck, without losing your power. I'm here to help you merge the mind, body, and spirit, mastering the human, navigating the body as the vehicle, the bridge to heal others, where you become limitless, connected to God knows where we came from, God knows where we're going. The wave is a year-long experience of what does it take to truly ride the waves of being a human and growing a business beyond your wildest dreams, your first six-figure year, your first million-dollar year. I'm on my way to the million-dollar year. And if you want to come with me, the wave is where we do it. Soul flow embodiment, birthing and bringing your vision to life through the body. Kundalini activations to clear the limiting beliefs that we tell ourselves around why we can't, why we're not, etc. We do these together. An entire week of coaching with me inside of Telegram. An entire database of everything that you need to sell your courses, programs, and online offers. This is the spotlight strategy. Finding a course, a program, an offer that shines into who you are and what you do so that you are found, you are known, and you are paid for your devotion and your passion for who it is that you serve, where you are not going for a niche, you are the niche and the only one in your industry that people want to hire. This is an entire year of mentorship for $166 a month. It's literally insane. Most people tell me that I should charge a lot more. But if you're looking for someone to actually be in it with you, getting the support that you desire, not just for the strategy, but for the embodiment and the energetics, not just for the business, but for your human and your life, comment wave below. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, in the show notes, you can click the link to sign up. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram, comment below, and I will shoot you a message there. It's always me in my Instagram DMs, and I look forward to celebrating you on the other side of this big leap. You are here to birth your vision to life again and again and again. You are here to go through the contraction, to feel the biggest expansion of your life. When you actually see it come to life, when you actually feel it in your body, living everything you once dreamed of, you realize how fucking limitless you are. This is the space for becoming limitless with other visionary CEO wave-making millionaires. Rich on the inside first. Making an impact that makes you income. If you're in for that, comment the wave below or click the URL in the show notes under the podcast. Have a beautiful rest of your day. I'm so grateful that you're here, that you're listening, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye.